today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Jim, have you been watching the baseball playoffs at all?
Yeah, a little bit. Why?
Well, one thing that baseball players have is walk-up music. I think listeners who call in should have that, too.
It's a funny thing that you should say that, Patrick. All right, Patrick, we have heard from the interns. We have made our own picks of September new music, stuff we liked. And now, traditionally, we get to the listener selections. September new music.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's become a beautiful thing, Jim. You know, like everything we do, we back into something great accidentally. And the reason is that our community is so cool. And before we jump in, Jim, I just want to say a quick thank you to Dave from Kenosha, who sent us these amazing postcards.
He actually sent
one to you, one to me, and one to intern Sam, and intern Mary. So it's so cool. And on the back, he wrote five of his favorite songs based on the postcard. And he had a Keith Richards, a Talking Heads, a Neil Young, a Ramones Rock and Roll High School postcard, which is really sweet, and a really cool Velvet Underground flyer postcard. And, you know, on the back he would say, hey, thanks for all you do, and he would list his five favorite Velvet Underground songs. Now, I gotta say, this one, Jim, here, this I'm holding this up for those of you watched on VH1 too. Velvet Underground flyers addressed to Sammy. So maybe Sammy wouldn't mind trading for the one I got.
All right.
But just want to say thanks to Dave. It was cool. And if you want to send us something, I can easily reference the address here on the back of the postcard. The address is 800 West Broad Street, Box 6577, Falls Church, Virginia, 22040. And I got to say, I'm really happy. I went to the post office today and I got a book, brand new book on the history of North Carolina music.
Oh, nice.
Addressed to Patrick's Book Nook. And I thought it was another Keith Jacobson prank, but it was actually a really serious book that I am very excited to read, and I will report back on the book Nook.
That's awesome. One thing I want to say before we get going here, we used to talk a lot about what we're drinking while we are recording. Yeah. We don't do that so much anymore because, you know, we don't want to give people free advertising. The podcast has gotten so big. But I'm just going to point out here that we're recording this right now on a certain evening, and it's 7:10 p.m. Mm. And instead of an alcoholic drink, I have an iced coffee. See the iced coffee here? But that's unusual.
That was Long Island iced tea.
No, it's unusual for me. This is an iced coffee. I'm doing this because, you know, lately with the pandemic and being stuck in the house, I just feel like I'm drinking like way too much, and I'm drinking every night, and it's just, you know, becoming a problem. So I thought, well, I'm going to have this iced coffee now, and it is
good
delightful.
For you, Jim.
Yeah. Mm. Now, here's my follow-up. Does this mean that later tonight I will not have a bourbon? I don't think it means that. I don't think that's what it means, but it means I'm not having one right now.
Good for you.
Right, so
yeah, it's great.
It's a step in the right direction.
One step at a time, we take it a day at a time. And I'll tell you, I got a beer here, Sierra Nevada, hazy IPA. I got a glass of wine. I got a shot of bourbon over there.
All right, there you go.
And a PBR.
You're making up for me. Yeah. All right. So let's get into the listener new music. The show you're listening to, if you haven't tuned out already, is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And as I mentioned, once a month we do our new music episode, a series of episodes where people talk about music they discovered in the previous month. So right now, because this is Rocktober, we're talking about September.
That's right.
You and I
And if you're just listening for the first time right now, you're really jumping in the deep end.
Weird spot to
You
start.
Might want to swim to the baby pool for a little while and
so go back, listen to our picks. You and I had picks last week. Interns had picks yesterday. And now we're going to start a series of three episodes of listener picks. And we always start with the same listener, don't we, Patrick?
Yes, absolutely. The OG of listener new music picks. It's Stephen Routledge, folks. The man, myth, and the legend, Stephen Routledge from Scotland. He's got it. Man, myth, and the legend, known as Stephen Routledge, is about to serve you this month's favorite picks.
There we go. And we, of course, thank Niklas Nygaards for writing and recording that jingle for Stephen Routledge.
A man so great. has an icy outro.
That's right.
Beautiful.
All right. Now, here is Stephen's monthly report.
Hi, Jim and Patrick, faithful interns and fellow Rocking the Suburbs listeners. Stephen Routledge here, calling in from Scotland with my new music picks for September. I'm going to jump in the time machine this month a couple of times. Firstly, with a huge band from the 90s who are releasing new music in 2020 that sounds like it has come from the 80s. I wasn't even aware that Smashing Pumpkins were still putting out new music, but advanced single Wrath from the forthcoming new album CYR certainly gives the impression that Billy Corgan is revisiting the sounds of his teenage years. My next choice, Everyone Was There by TJ Walker, sounds like it has arrived from the 1970s. The groove, the lead guitar, the horns, the overall smoothness, it all just jumped out at me for sounding so different, and as a result, refreshing. Some definite Larry Carlton and Steely Dan vibes in places on this one. Back to more familiar indie rock territory for my next choice. With the moody vibe, circular chord progression, steady build, and emotional weight of Just the Same from the new album What Is There by the Delta Spirit, ticking all the boxes for me. And speaking of familiar territory and ticking all the boxes, I've already featured national frontman Matt Berninger this year, and his new single, One More Second, is absolutely stunning. The October release of the album Serpentine Prison can't come soon enough based on this. This song is everything that the National's last album wasn't. Intelligent, stirring and uplifting, with legendary Booker T. Jones laying down some keys during the breakdown. My final choice is another artist that I've featured this year, Jason Isbell's sideman Sadler Vardhan. In the current times, we all need a little bit of lifting up, and his song Best Days is full of hope, something we all need right now. I can only pray that as he sings, our best days are ahead of us. He's telling the truth. Maybe this song will lift the spirits of other listeners too. Well, that will do for this month. I look forward to hearing what my fellow listeners have selected. Be sure to keep rocking the suburbs every day.
All right, there we go. Thank you, Stephen. So the first one he mentioned here, I'm completely with him on this. I had no idea Smashing Pumpkins were still putting out music either.
Me neither.
So the song is called Rap. I think Smashing Pumpkins, when my memory is that when they were at their peak of their early 90s-ness, it was really guitar-based. It was a lot of either that really kind of cool sort of, I don't know. So what was that song? 1979 that had like that kind of really cool
great song.
Guitar yeah. sound and poppy mm-hmm. song. Or there was yep. like these, you know, kind of like slashing guitars that they did a lot.
Right.
I don't know. That just seemed, I don't know. That's not what I expected. So that's all I'm going to say.
Well, I'll say this. It was less pretentious than I thought it would be.
Okay.
And also, if people don't know and you're a Smashing Pumpkins fan, and I'd be interested to hear Steven's take on this, is Billy Corgan was in a band called Zwan. Do you remember this?
Yes, I do.
Z-W-A-N. Yep. And they put out one album and it wasn't bad. Kind of reminded me a little bit of what we just heard. Good they're still out there.
Wasn't Dave Pajo in that band?
He was.
Okay, there you go.
That's exactly that's right. Yep, he yeah. totally was. Yep, from Slint.
Yep. Yeah, that was a pretty cool band. Another reason you might want to play some Smashing Pumpkins this month is because it's Halloween. So you got that.
That's right. There you go.
Yeah. All right. All right, let's move on to the next one was TJ Walker, and the song is Everyone Was There.
Every word I say, I've been it's everywhere. Everyone was there. I've looked everywhere.
All right. I don't know if you're familiar with TJ Walker. I am not.
Nope. Nope,
but, never heard of him. That sounded pretty cool. And as I was looking up some more information on this song, he says here that he wrote it and recorded it 10 years ago, and this is a re-release.
Wow.
So
it's kind of cool.
Wrote and re-recorded 10 years ago as part of an EP, and it's been hiding away on an old profile.
MySpace.
Right. And he says, I revisited it and decided I thought it sounded too good to be hidden away, so I've re-released it here.
Wow.
There you go.
Cool.
So cool.
Yeah, love that.
Yeah, good kind of soulful tune. I like that.
Totally, man.
All right. And then Delta Spirit. I know a little bit of this band. The song is called Just the Same.
And I think back to the night we met. We weren't looking for love, just looking for a friend. And you drove me home with a beer between your legs. You said you hated your life. Loved you just the same. It was 4 a.m. and you parked your car, and I had no intentions of taking it too far, but you reached out your hand and I pushed it away, and I leaned over your seat. You kissed me back like you had something to prove. Well, it was a fleeting moment, but it felt so true. And I loved you just the same.
All right, that is a lovely song.
Gorgeous, man. And I've known a little bit about the Delta Spirit. I believe it's a band from California, somewhere like that, that made some rock and roll in the 2000s and beyond. So,
yes. I was actually looking to see if we played them before, and we hadn't, but I swear we've come close, maybe. I think I've had them on my lists in the past of, like, you know, some new music stuff. So that they're pretty cool.
They've been bubbling around a few lists and critics' best ofs and all that stuff. That was nice.
I really liked it.
Yep.
Okay, Matt Berninger, One More Second.
The last time we were together, lately it feels like forever. And the way we talked last night, it felt like a different kind of fight. Don't lie to me, you know that I believe you. Always in love with someone, if it ain't me, come on. Just give me a little more time, give me a little bit of warning. Baby, I'm gonna be fine when I figure out where I'm going.
I don't know, man, these songs are starting to bring me down.
Jim, I gotta say this. In our community, there's probably 50 people that I dearly am so appreciative of loving and would happily sleep on their couch if they let me, and, you know, would come to their house and drink their beer. But Stephen Routledge has been amazing to us. You know, if the guy needed a beer-soaked kidney, I'd be happy to give him one. But I gotta say, we diverge on the national. This is not a band I've ever been inspired by or really liked. So, again, I'll give you my kidney, Stephen. That's right. Just like our genesis, man. This is just a band we have to agree to disagree on. I've never really found them all that interesting, and I know there are people that love this band, like, are devoted to this band, and I get that. I totally get that. Just not one of mine.
Yeah.
And it's not that it offends me, or, you know, it turns me off. It's just I don't know. It just doesn't light me up.
Sometimes it just, yeah. Sometimes cool. it just doesn't do it for you. I have bands that for sure.
That's why we're adults now.
That's right. Well, then why don't we move on to Sadler Vaden, I think is how it's pronounced. I think is how he said it. All right. This is supposed to be a pick-me-up kind of song. So let's hear this. All right. Because I need it right now.
Don't give in to giving up. Times are hard for most of us, but it's who you are when things get tough and how you carry on. Every blessing is a curse, and I fear each day it could get worse. So I count the ones that I love first, and we try to get along. And there's so much left to learn. It's just covered up in cheap old paint so you couldn't see the rust. I watch the fire burn, but through the smoke I choose to trust that our best days are ahead of us.
All right, that was good. I like that a lot.
Beautiful. Beyond the sentiment, Jam, the arrangement was great.
Yes.
And I thought it reminded me a little of Josh Rouse, like the way the lyrics were kind of pointed and had that cool kind of sweep. Yeah, it was excellent.
Agreed.
Really good. Really
good. Let's hope the best days are ahead of us. Let's
seriously,
hope.
Man.
I keep hoping. All right. Now, I have something special to share with you and the listeners, all right?
Oh, excellent.
So, remember how we played the Stephen Routledge jingle recorded by Niklas Nygaards?
I do.
Well, Stephen has returned the favor. And he has written a jingle about Niklas.
Wow.
All right. Niklas in Sweden. All right. So here we go. Get ready.
Holy crap. Why do I see myself sniffing airplane glue and listening to that song?
So I didn't quite catch all that. I'm going to have to go back and listen. But I appreciate that he recorded it in, you know, sort of Scandinavian metal style, right? So
good Lord. And this is a pretty incredible moment. I don't know what episode this is, but mark it now.
Oh, that was fantastic. So there you go.
I think we just jumped the shark.
There you go, Niklas.
This is like when Fonzie went water skiing, man.
All right, so that must mean we have a recording sent to us from Niklas. So here we go.
Hi, Jim and Patrick, interns and fellow peoples. This is Niklas from Sweden calling about September new music. It's been great hearing other listeners bringing contributions from Swedish artists such as Anna von Hauswolf with her organs and also Blues Pills. And talking about Blues Pills, the first pick that I'm going to share is from an artist called Jesper Lindell. And his last album was produced by the bass player of Blues Pills, actually. But this new single Jesper has produced himself. And it's called Keep On Keeping On. And the least you could say is that he has got a lot of soul. He's a brilliant singer. And talking about producers, Jesper's first album was produced by a guy called Bengt Söderberg. Now, that name probably doesn't ring a bell for you, but he's the dad of sisters Söderberg, Johanna and Clara, in First Aid Kit. And First Aid Kit has also released a new song called Come Give Me Love. It's a cover of a Swedish artist called Ted Gärdestad. Probably Ted Gärdestad in English. And he was around mostly in the 70s, very, very popular. Wrote his songs in Swedish, although this particular chorus has Come Give Me Love in it. First Aid Kit has made one English version and one Swedish version of it. And this is part of their campaign for the Pink Ribbon. They are the Swedish ambassadors in 2020 for the Pink Ribbon campaign, and they have designed the pink ribbon and bracelet and stuff. So this is for a really good cause, this song. Real quick about Ted. He was born in 1956, the same year as Björn Borg. And not only were they born in the same year, they grew up in the same city, and they both played tennis. And as you know, Björn Borg, well, he was fairly successful at tennis. So was Ted too, up until he was, well, about 14 years of age. Björn Borg was number one for that age group, and Ted was number two. But when he was 14, 15, he chose between the tennis and the music, and he chose the music. So we're forever grateful for the music he has produced ever since. Sadly, he took his own life in 1997, but his music lives on. So thank you, Ted, for that. The last contribution and pick for September new songs is a guy called Henning, also Swedish, of course, and his song Rock and Roll. It's simple as that. And I think you can hear a bit of Mark Knopfler in this one. Well, that's all for me. Don't look too close into when these songs were actually released. Some of them might have been released at the end of August, but as you know, us Swedes, we're always a few days behind you Americans, so they were basically released in September. Yeah. Thank you for doing the show. Thank you for hosting the Hootenanny. Love both the show and the Hoots. Just keep up the good work, guys. Okay, that's all for now. Cheers. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks, Niklas.
Well, that was fantastic, Niklas. And I just want to say that's why Jim's drinking iced coffee, just so we can keep working and keep this thing together. Amazing to have that history lesson, too.
I know.
It's totally fantastic. So thankful for Niklas. And, you know, despite being an Ipswich Town fan, we can let that go.
By the way, Björn Borg was pretty good. And when I was a kid, he was a really big deal. And we used to watch, the Grand Slam matches and stuff like that.
I mean, you got to say Björn Borg was absolutely the influence, too, for the character in the Royal Tenenbaums played Luke Wilson, right? With the headband and sweatbands, right? He totally copied that because he had amazing style. He was just the best.
He was great. And there's a really good movie called Borg versus McEnroe.
Yeah, I haven't checked that out yet. Watch.
It's good. Really good. Yep. It goes pretty deep on Björn Borg, and you get to understand him a little bit better. But this is not tennis talk. Let's move on now to, as much as I would like it to be, let's move on to his picks here. So Jesper Lindell, Keep On Keeping On.
Well, the folks on TV, they're talking about all the bad noise that just came in. Though they say there comes a better day, just can't tell you. Stuck in a daydream, thinking about the good old days. Then it hit me how they ain't coming back. No matter how I try, they gonna fade away. So
sold on that.
Love that. It was fantastic. Totally rocking. It was like an Otis Redding record, man. It was so good.
So cool. And another one with like a hopeful message. So
totally.
Keep that spinning. All right. Here's the First Aid Kit. That's a cover song of the Swedish artist. It's called Come Give Me Love.
I know a place nearby. Oh, how it hurts.
Beautiful stuff, man. You know, as we've all said, those two could sing the phone book and sound fantastic. Yeah. But that was gorgeous. Really was. I mean, it's rare to have that kind of harmonic blend.
Well,
right?
I mean, is it that it's that blood harmony that they talk about?
Yeah, right? I think so. Yeah, that's what it is.
Come from siblings, yeah.
Like the Stanley Brothers, yeah.
Right. Really great. I mean, they have such a great touch, too, I think. Just not only the way they sing together and sing, you know, just so lightly and effortlessly. And then also the arrangements are always just really spot on, too. You know, it's really good stuff.
Totally.
Okay. And then the last one here is by Henning. And the song is called Rock and Roll. All right. Bring it on.
Oh, hey.
Straits, but also the War on Drugs. It kind of had a War on Drugs.
Oh, yeah, totally. To it, that's right? Interesting. Yeah, yeah. I can get behind that. That was cool. Hypnotic.
Yeah.
You know, like some of that best stuff. Really good.
Yeah. Yeah. That kind of steady rhythm that that you hear in those songs. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Cool. Well, thanks to both callers who contributed today's episode.
I mean, if either of you guys want a beer-soaked kidney, you got it. From me. I got two.
Yeah, that's right. One. There you go. You got
There's
two
no
to
higher
give.
Praise, yeah, really. Yeah. it's the best I can do. Right. I got nothing else. I'm not giving up my album. So.
No, of course not.
Happy to give you a kidney, though.
All right. Well, someday we'll see them in person when we do our European tour.
That'd be great. You
know, things are back on, right?
That'd be great. Yeah, we'll tour the continent in a Vauxhall van, and it'll be amazing.
And then drive through the channel, and then go over see Stephen, right? That'd be awesome. Okay, let's get out of here. We have more listener picks for new music tomorrow, all right?
Sounds good, and I just want to say there's nobody I'd rather be stuck in the channel with than you, James.
All right, we'll be back at you. Are we going to get stuck? Is that going to happen?
I hope not.
All right. Yeah. All right, it's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Holding this up for those of you watching on VH1 too.